that was quite a good single, actually. Silly Pretty Thing, I think, came out the end of 2016. Talking about things that came or have come out, there is a brand new collaborative poetry book called 360 Degrees. I think it's just been launched about a month ago. It's a collaboration between artist and poet Paul Wood, art director Graham Wood, and Tracy Stokes. I'm delighted to welcome Paul Wood into the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Let's start talking about you, because your life has taken quite a few directions. You started, I suppose, when you were a youngster with a paintbrush, you were an artist initially?
Ever since I was young, I always really enjoyed art. And I left school with qualifications in art and design and ceramics. Mm-hmm. And never really did anything with it. My life sort of took a turn where I got married very, very young. And I went through my life, probably like 20, 30 years, raising a family.
And earning a living.
And earning a living, yeah. Because there's never any really rich artists, very few and far between.
Well, so. I was going to ask you that, because these days everything seems to be computer-driven. I'm presuming you had a reasonable amount of talent. Had you not got married, or whether you had or not, could you have made it as an artist? How do you make it as an artist? I mean, there's only, you know, ask anybody in the street, name 20 artists, and most people would struggle.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think it's, I don't think it's the fact that I got married very, very young that stopped any art career that I might or might not have had. I think at those stages, when I was growing up in the 80s, as a lot of people, they don't really know what to do with their life. And looking back now, as a middle-aged man, I wish I had gone to art college, and who knows what would have happened from there, but that never happened. So, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But you must have had a really good piece of talent within you already. You could draw.
Absolutely,
and you could paint.
And I can make things as well. Write, and I really, really enjoyed that, and I was influenced by a lot of painters at that time, a lot of like fantasy art painters who used to do the covers of magazines in the 70s and 80s.
Are you talking about the pop art era, that came, you know, started in the 50s, really, the cartoon, the superhero artist?
The pop art. Roy Lichtenstein is a very favourite artist. And it is that, because my painting is mainly abstract, and I like colour. So the Roy Lichtenstein work is very close to me. I like that. I like that.
Hasn't he got a huge exhibit as you walk into the on the South Bank? The Tate one. There's a huge, as you walk into one section. I'm sure there's one with not a Spitfire, but an aircraft.
I think there is.
I thought so. Yeah. So he was a major influence on you, and that's the sort of art you like, is it?
There was a few other fantasy artists. I call them fantasy artists because that's what they were classed as then in the 70s and 80s. There was a gentleman called Frank Frazetta, and he did a lot of the Tarzan magazines in the 70s, and fantastic artist, absolutely brilliant. So I was influenced by those artists in the 80s, And then I kept my hand in drawing and painting. I worked in a school for a while, made props for the theatre, any productions they were doing. So I was involved with art and making stuff for years and years.
Oh, good, good, good. And something. So at what point then did the writing start come into your life, and how?
Well, I'd always written for my own enjoyment, and must be 8, 9, 10 years ago, I started writing rhyming verse and poetry, and never really showed it to anybody. And then I discovered about 3, 4 years ago that there's a real big surge in poetry and rhyming verse, and also something called poetry slamming, which a lot of young people are doing now. There's a lot of open mic sessions that you can go to in London. I don't know if there's much in Essex at the moment, but it's like a very big underground movement. And I was quite taken aback by that. So the only way you can gauge anybody else's response of what you write is obviously to go to an open mic and put yourself out there and see how people react to what you write.
And how did they react? That must have been quite nerve-wracking the first time.
Oh my God, it was really, really nerve-wracking, yeah. Really.
Did you think, blah, 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 da, 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 and then you wait for the applause or deathly silence?
Yes, well, you can go either way, but the beauty of the open mic sessions is that everybody's in the same boat, so most of the audience want to get up and express either a personal tragedy or love or anything that's happened to them. And so everyone's in the same boat. So if they still haven't got up, they're probably sitting there feeling exactly the same as you have prior to you getting up and doing your piece. So all in all, you're usually met with a very, very good response. Sometimes it can be quite muted. I've seen some very unusual poetry and very unusual acts. But the reason for going there is you get very, very good support, and it's always worthwhile going.
Have you explored other avenues? Have you gone down the song lyric line? Have you gone down the can I write a book? Has it always been poetry for you?
It's the poetry mainly. I've written a few parodies, but to this point I haven't. Written a song. I wouldn't know how to go write about a song.
Well, you say that, you see, because a friend of mine and had been a guest on this program, he did exactly what you did, and he went to these classes, and as a complete and utter beginner, really.
Right.
And he, I think last year, walked away with best new musical outside the West End, like in the whole of the country, and it was a thing called Superhero, and it was just fantastic. And he'd written the whole thing he only started like 3 years earlier, and just by going and doing exactly what you're doing and doing open mics and getting help from people, it sounds like a really good thing to do.
Yeah, I think there's a hell of a lot of talented people in the country who write at home, and they haven't probably had the same opportunities. Like I said, you know, I never went to art college, which I wish I had done.
Yeah, yeah.
And people don't go down that pathway, but you can always rekindle it later on, as I've done in my middle age. So, onwards and upwards, hopefully.
Okay, let's go on to this book. So tell us the story. How did this book come about, and why has it come about?
Right, the book is called 360 Degrees. It's a collection of 39 of my poems. And this came about through two fantastic people that I wouldn't have had the book published if it wasn't for their professionalism and help. One of those is a lady called Tracy Stokes, and she's a producer of in the commercial world.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her through a mutual friend about 2 years ago, and she came to a few of my art exhibitions, and she also came to some of the open mic sessions where I was reciting some of my work. So she'd already seen the sort of work I'd been writing. And just by pure chance, you know Graham for quite a long time. And Graham had also produced his own books, and he produced, also designed and produced icons. And the typography for his own books, it's all his own design. And when she saw my artwork, because I'd gone down a line of geometric abstract work, mainly involving circles, and Graham had been designing circles for quite some time, it was like a match sort of made in heaven.
Wow.
So
okay.
She thought that we'd work very, very well together. So in the book, all the icons in the book are designed by Graham, and they're all circle-based. And we've got a sunset and a sunrise. We've got a Donald Trump in there, and there's also the gay flag in there as well, because I wrote a poem about George Michael, and it's very, very clever. Graham is immensely talented, and this is a new thing for me as well, because it's all computer-aided design, which I'm still old school, pencil, paint, writing. Yeah. So it was a new thing for me, but they're very, very clever people, and I'm so pleased that the book has come out.
Okay, we'll talk some more in just a moment. Let's hear from probably one of the finest lyricists of the last 20 years, and that is Mr. Guy Garvey.
Change.
of the finest lyricists of the 21st century, Guy Garvey. The other one could possibly be sitting next to me right now. We'll find out and come back and talk to Paul in just a few moments.
Are you looking to improve your smile this year? At Pure Orthodontics, we are the UK's number one Invisalign provider for 2017. We also offer other styles of discreet braces. To find out more or to book your free, no-obligation consultation at our specialist orthodontic practice, visit us at pureorthodontics.co.uk or give us a call on 01245 46 3000. Pure Orthodontics, experts in natural, beautiful smiles.
I've got a guy who comes in all the
time. Looking for somewhere to take the kids? Love animals? Then come to Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, Sawyers Hall Lane, Brentwood. There's over 400 rescued animals to see, soft play and inflatables, and you can take part in an animal experience. Plus, why not treat your furry or scaly friend in our new Hopefield Pet Supply Store, on site at the sanctuary. Visit www.hopefield.org.uk or call 01277 201 110 for more information.
Get ready for an adrenaline-pumping, action-packed, muddy obstacle challenge you won't want to miss this October. Mission Mud, in aid of St Francis Hospice, is the ultimate survival of the fittest challenge. Crawl, climb, and run through 5K of thick, wet mud. Can you go the distance, get muddy, and go orange? Book your place on Saturday, the 7th of October, at Nuclear Races. Visit sfh.org.uk/missionmud.
With over 40 years' experience in the industry, LMS Heating Solutions are here to help with all your heating and plumbing needs. We are Gas Safe registered and have built our reputation on the highest quality work and competitive pricing, all delivered with a smile. Contact us on 01268 951 251 or visit our website, lmsheatingsolutions.co.uk. LMS Heating Solutions. Quality and service. The right combination.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Friday afternoon with Mike. I'm joined in the studio by Paul Wood, and we're talking about a brand new book, a collaborative poetry book called 360 Degrees. Why did you, how did you come up with the title, Paul? Why 360 Degrees?
Well, I think the 360 Degrees is primarily based on the fact that this is an eclectic mix of poetry. We've got the circle icons, so you've got the 360 degrees from there. There's poetry about life. As we know, life goes around a complete circle, the start of life. Circles are absolutely everywhere. So it came up, it was an instant idea that a spontaneous idea that it just seemed to fit the whole book and the designs and, you know, what we were trying to say in the book, really.
How surreal was it from your point of view, from sitting in your kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning in your pants with a pencil in your hand, just jotting down some ideas for a poem, that actually seeing it in a quality print like that?
Well, it was, I'm very, very humbled by the whole experience, really. I've been, as you say, seeing your poems on a, in a scrapbook, because I always carry a book everywhere, wherever I go, because ideas come into my head every now and again. Just seeing the print and the quality of the book, it just completely blew me away, really. It's taken me a little bit of time to get used to looking at it.
Okay, I want you to look at it a bit closer now, because you're going to read a poem for us, aren't you? Tell us what this poem is, how did it happen, why did you write it, and what's it about?
Okay, this the one I'm going to read you from the book is called Siren, and it's a poem about how relationships sometimes dissolve as people are tempted away from a relationship by other people, other circumstances, and sometimes it's the right thing to do, sometimes it isn't. And sometimes you get the repercussions of that. So it was basically based on that.
Okay. Right, off you go then. Okay.
My eyes are burning with desire. Your beauty leaves me in despair. perfect clear complexion, deepest hollow eyes and coal black hair. Daughter of the river god, you fill my head with purple passion. I cannot control this urge to take you on the rocks that you are sit upon. Taking time to burn the ghosts that draw me close to the voice. I fill my bloodstream with a fiery liquor, trying to ignore a frightening rejoice. Took a ride on the captain's quantum bridge to see the beautiful flower ships. Petals floating in a sandbank graveyard, embraced by misery within your lips. Death by siren, calling men capsized from their sinking boats. Beneath the surface, I can make out the murky water, revealing the dead as they float. The sweet harmony that pierces my ears and runs rivers down my spine. Help me resist your calling, continuously filling my weakening mind. Tie me tightly to the mast that I may deal with the pain and aches of the flesh that leaves dead souls floating in a miserable, deathly heartache. My veins are boiling blood red. My heart is fit to burst. My soul has been abandoned for a desperate choice. Your hips emulate the crashing of wave upon wave of barren sea. I'm in love with you. Help me. I'm going under to your hypnotic melody. I can't do this. I can't be with you. I must protect my kindred soul. For you are but the devil's daughter from a hell born somewhere below. I close my eyes and I block my ears from the piercing shrill of your enchanted verse. I know this is wrong. I will destroy all I keep forever. I will be cursed. I have saved myself from temptation. I chose not to partake in the beautiful flesh of a siren, leaving shipwrecked men helpless in her wake.
I'd like to applaud. It sounds silly just me doing it, but thank you very much. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Is it going to be another book?
Well, I think there possibly could be.
Depending on the success of this one. I mean, this has only just come out. It's just going out. How do we get it? Can we get it in the shops or just on Amazon? Or
you can get it on Amazon. It's available on there. Also, I'll be able to give you Tracy's email address. You can actually contact her.
Okay.
I think in the future it will be in Waterstones and Foyles as well.
Good. And a website, well, if you just Google you, really, and up it comes. And if you just write Paul Wood Poet, up it comes.
Yep, absolutely.
I wish you huge, huge success with the book. It looks beautiful. It's not just a good-looking coffee table book. I think the content is really good as well. So I know it's a very personal thing for you, isn't it? And I could just tell by the way you're reading that how much it means to you. What I meant to ask you as well was you say you carry around a scrapbook with you. So can you be anywhere and you just see something and think, oh, write a few lines or just to, I'll remember about that later. Maybe I'll polish that idea up. Is that how it works?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I've... Everywhere I go, I always carry either one pad in my daily vehicle. I have about four or five pads in there, and sometimes it gets a little bit confusing because I jot stuff down and I go back to refer to it. And it can be a bit of a
mess. What was I thinking there?
Spaghetti. Yeah, exactly. But it's always nice to refer to because you can spontaneously have an idea that come in straight into your head. And some of the poems that I have written have only taken me maybe 2 or 3 minutes to write. So very spontaneous. Some take weeks, some takes days, and then you refer back to the books and you find a missing link of like a verse, and it's a very good reference point.
Okay. Going back to your artwork, can we see that anywhere? Is it being exhibited soon, or is it on a website, or
My Facebook page has my artwork on it. I haven't got any exhibitions coming up at the moment. That may change in November. I may well be doing one in London, in the London Bridge area, okay, for a couple of days. Just at the moment, just concentrating on the book, getting that up and running, and hopefully we'll see where that goes from there.
I'll say the same as I say to you when I have up and coming singers in the show, that please reserve me two seats when you appear at the O2. I want a signed picture ready, so when you know, when you're dead and buried, long gone, then you're a billionaire, or I'll be a billionaire, whatever. You know what I mean, the Van Gogh. I wish you all the very, very best for the book. It does look a fantastic piece of work, and I really, really hope it works out for you.
Lovely.
And come back and see us in the not too distant future, and especially if you've got another book coming out or an exhibition, we'd love to talk to you about it.
Lovely, Mike. And can I just if anybody wants to inquire about the book or about
me, of course,
can I just give email address for Tracy's Tracy Stokes, and that's like-minded individuals.
Right, and let me just write that down as well. Yep, okay.
It's Tracy Stokes at likemindedindividuals.tv.
Okay. Is that Tracy with a E or without an E?
With an E.
Okay. And you're on Facebook, Paul Wood. Just search for you and they should find you fairly
easily. Paul Wood, yeah. Yep.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for coming in. As I say, I wish all the best. And also just Google Paul Wood Poet. Just write the words Paul Wood Poet and you'll come up with a book, and you can read all about it and how to get hold of it as well. And Amazon very soon, and also in your local, every good local bookshop. Thank you very much indeed.
Lovely.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks very much, Mike.